Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the M&B Engineering Limited Q1 FY27 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Krishna Patel from EY. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Avirat, and good evening, everyone. Welcome you all to M&B Engineering Limited's Q1 FY27 earnings conference call. To take us through the results and to answer your questions, we have with us the management of M&B Engineering, represented by Mr. Chirag Patel, the Joint Managing Director, Mr. Manav Patel, Joint Managing Director, Mr. Sanjay Majumdar, Director, and Mr. Keyur Shah, the Chief Financial Officer. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that certain statements made during this call may constitute forward-looking statements. These statements are based on management's current expectations and are subject to risk and uncertainties that could cause actual results to differ materially from those expressed or implied. Please also note that the audio recording and the transcript of this call are the property of the company and may not be copied, reproduced, rebroadcasted, redistributed in any form without the consent, prior consent of the company. With that, I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Manav Patel for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Krishna. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to M&B Engineering Limited's earnings conference call to discuss our performance for the first quarter of FY27. Our financial results and investor presentation have already been filed with the stock exchanges and uploaded on the company's website as well. I trust you have an opportunity to review the same. I will begin by covering the key business developments and operational highlights for the quarter, following which our CFO, Mr. Keyur Shah, will take you through the financial performance in detail. As most of you are aware, M&B operates through two divisions: Phoenix, which undertakes pre-engineered buildings and heavy structural steel, and ProFlex, which specializes in self-supported steel roofing. I'm pleased to share that both divisions continue to demonstrate strong and sustainable growth potential. This momentum is reflected in our Q1 performance, with consolidated revenue from operations growing by approximately 23% year-on-year. Our order book also remained robust across two divisions. Orders on hand stood at rupees 1,053 crore at the end of Q1 FY27, representing approximately 25% year-on-year growth. ProFlex contributed rupees 216 crore, or 21%, while Phoenix accounted for rupees 837 crore, or 79%, of the total order book. Within the Phoenix order book, export orders outstanding stood at rupees 278 crores, which is scheduled for execution during the current fiscal year. This export order book includes the large order that we announced in October of 2025. All necessary approvals for this order have been received in Q1 of FY27, which shall enable us to deliver the same in totality over the next three quarters. To add, we have already dispatched about 28% of this order till date. We continue to witness healthy inquiry levels and a strong pipeline of opportunities across both domestic and international markets. We remain confident of converting several of these opportunities during the year. The strength of our order book reflects the growing adoption of pre-engineered buildings and the continuing shift from conventional construction methods towards faster, more efficient steel-based solutions. Our Sanand facility is currently operating at optimal utilization levels. As announced earlier, the brownfield expansion of this facility, involving an additional capacity of 20,000 tons per annum, is at an advanced stage of implementation and is expected to be commissioned in October 2026. This expansion will increase Sanand's PEB capacity from the current 72,000 tons per annum to 92,000 tons per annum. We expect to begin realizing the benefits of this additional capacity during Q3 and Q4 of this current financial year. I am also pleased to announce that the board has approved an additional capacity expansion in the heavy structural steel segment at our Sanand plant. India's data center expansion is creating a $12 to $14 billion addressable opportunity for steel-intensive construction over the next 5 years, supported by approximately $60 to $70 billion of announced investments in our nation. A similar opportunity is emerging in high-rise construction. where developers are increasingly adopting steel to accelerate project timelines without compromising structural strength, safety, or scalability. These projects require a hybrid construction approach that combines pre-engineered building systems with heavy structural steel. This combination brings together speed of execution, high load-bearing capacity, design flexibility, and the ability to support future expansion. Our dual capability in PEB and heavy structural steel enables MNB to provide comprehensive end-to-end steel construction solutions. It further strengthens our positioning across data centers, high-rise buildings, and other complex heavy structural applications. To capitalize on this structural shift, MNB is investing Rs. 30 crore in a fully automated heavy structural steel processing line at the Sanand facility. The new line will add another 10,000 tons to our existing heavy structural capacity of 12,000 tons. It is expected to become operational by Q1 of FY28. This investment will significantly enhance our ability to deliver complex steel structures with greater speed, precision, quality, and consistency. As demand for this application gathers momentum, the company will continue to evaluate and undertake incremental investments to remain ahead of the market. Another important milestone during the period was the receipt of AISC certification for our South India plant, which is located in Cheyyar. With this achievement, both our PEB manufacturing facilities are now AISC certified. The certification will enable us to commence exports to the west coast of the United States from the Cheyyar facility through the Pacific route, with shipments expected to begin from the next financial year. Capacity utilization at Cheyyar is steadily improving. We are targeting overall utilization of approximately 60% during the current fiscal. We will also commence implementation of the brownfield expansion of Cheyyar during the current fiscal year, with completion planned for Q3 of FY28. This expansion will add another 20,000 tons per annum of capacity and increase our total PEB and structural steel capacity to approximately 1,54,000 tons per annum, effective Q3 of FY28. During Q1 of FY27, we incurred capital expenditure of approximately 27 crores. The expenditure was primarily directed towards the expansion of Phoenix Sanand facility, the commissioning of two mobile manufacturing units in ProFlex division, and the development of a 2.5 megawatt ground-mounted solar power plant in Gujarat for captive consumption. With the addition of the mobile manufacturing units, ProFlex's installed capacity has now increased to 21 lakh square meters per annum. This expansion will further strengthen our leadership position in the ProFlex division and enable us to capitalize on the significant growth opportunities emerging across the SME, railways, and agri-warehousing segments. Let me now briefly discuss the performance of our two business divisions. During Q1 of FY27, MNB reported revenue from operations of 291 crores. ProFlex contributed 77 crores, representing 26% of the total revenue and registering a year-on-year growth of 25%. Phoenix contributed 214 crores, accounting for 74% of revenue and growing 22% year-on-year. From a geographic perspective, domestic revenue stood at 263 crores, contributing to 90% of the total revenue. Export revenue increased to 28 crores, representing 10% of the overall revenue. During the quarter, continued geopolitical tensions and uncertainty surrounding the West Asia situation led to a sharp increase in freight costs from India to the US, along with higher inland transportation costs in the US. As a result, other expenses increased by approximately 3% during the quarter, putting some pressure on our margins. Looking ahead, we expect to benefit from the reduction of the US Section 232 sectoral duties from 50% to 25%. In addition, the anticipated increase in export revenue over the coming quarters should support a gradual improvement in margins, which we expect to become more visible during the second half of the current fiscal year. The commissioning of this additional Sanand capacity will provide further support to our operating performance during H2 of FY27. From a growth perspective, we remain confident of delivering a revenue growth of over 25% in FY27. Our current inquiry pipeline stands at robust in Phoenix as well as ProFlex. Approximately 4,000 crores in Phoenix and about 200 crores in ProFlex, one of the strongest we've seen. It gives us clear visibility into sustained order booking momentum in the coming months and reinforces our confidence in delivering on the 25% plus growth guidance given for the year. While our objective is to improve margins on a full year basis, given the continuing uncertainty on the cost front rising from the West Asia crisis, we would prefer to wait for at least one more quarter before providing specific margin guidance for the year. I would also like to share that based on our internal medium-term business plan, we are confident of achieving over 20% CAGR over the next 3 to 4 years, along with a progressive improvement in profitability. To conclude, MNB remains firmly focused on disciplined execution, operational excellence, and delivering high-quality, technology-enabled steel construction solutions to our customers. With a strong order book, a healthy project pipeline, ongoing capacity additions, expanding export opportunities, and rising demand for steel-based construction, we are well-positioned to sustain our growth momentum in the near term and strengthen our position over the medium term. With that, I would now like to hand over the call to our CFO, Mr. Keyur Shah, who will take you through the financial performance in greater detail. Over to you, Keyur.
Thank you, Malavai, and good evening, everyone. A warm welcome to Q1 FY27 Earning Conference Call of MNB Engineering Limited. I shall summarize the consolidated financial highlights for the quarter ended 30th June 2026. Revenue from operations stood at 291 crore, showing 22.5% growth compared to 238 crores in Q1 FY26 due to strong execution of LD order book across both Phoenix and ProFlex division. The reported EBITDA stood at 36 crores and operating EBITDA stood at 33 crore, operating EBITDA margin being 11.4%. Profit after tax is 22 crores, 22% growth compared to 18 crore in Q1 FY26. Export revenue came in at 28 crore, representing a significant YOY growth. Out of the net IPO proceeds of 259.32 crore, Rs. 146.69 crore have been utilized so far, that is 57% of the funds have been utilized as on 30th June 2026. During the quarter, 8.88 crore was utilized out of the IPO proceeds. That concludes with my update on financial highlights of the company. I shall now request the moderator to open the floor for question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Saumil Mehta from Kotak Mutual Funds. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. So two questions on my side. The order inflow for the quarter looks a bit weak at about 260 crore. Now I believe the pricing has also gone up. So how should one look at the order inflow given our earlier guidance of doing about 100 crore a month? And second question, in terms of the other expenses, while you highlighted freight was a major contributor of other expenses going up, while near-term environment obviously looks a bit uncertain, but structurally, how should we look at freight costs going into second half of this year and maybe early FY28?
Yeah, and Saumil, this is Malav.
I'll
answer your first question about the order intake. See, year on year, we have seen an increase in 25% in the order intake, right? In quarter one. So, looking at the pipeline that we have, see, there are certain large inquiries on hand which have taken a longer time to turn around, right? Because the larger the order, the more time it takes in design freezing, the customer and the consultants giving clarity on the requirements of the project. So those inquiries which you have currently on hand, they have just rubber banded. we are expecting the same inquiries to be converted into in quarter two. So we are not concerned at all about that marginal decrease, the, what you are pointing out in the order intake as far as Q1 goes, right? So I think going forward with that 4,000 crores of inquiry pipeline, we are quite confident that it will support our fiscal's guidance that we have given, and with the export also, right, what project we have under execution as we speak, that shall further support the FY top line guideline that we have given to you already. About the freight rate. Yeah, we can talk about the freight.
Sir, as you rightly pointed out, freight cost has currently increased by about, say, 3%, considering along with custom duty and all. So during the current situation, there is very difficult position to tell about freight position looking to the overall geopolitical situation. But we hope that the position should improve soon, and it should impact our bring back the freight cost to.
Swami, this is Sanjay. See, we did a quick calculation. Freight costs right now are at the sky high. It's almost in the range of at least 2x than what it was normal, and we are talking of $10,000 to $12,000. Per container. What we did for the balance 278 crores at the current freight costs, assuming that nothing goes down, we still calculated that should still give you around 15% EBITDA margins. Now, in a good situation, it could be 16-17%. In the worst situation, it is 15%. We don't think this freight is sustainable. It because you know you must be reading today also, it was reported in papers that transshipment and getting containers, there are a lot of problems. With all this, in the worst case scenario, we still think that we can deliver 15%. But let us wait and watch. Malav said that we have another 4,000 crores of domestic inquiries, plus export inquiries are also good. I think we should be able to show better performance going forward, but very honestly, in this scenario, freight is a headache. But let us see, even then we are quite comfortable with this margin. This is what our calculation shows as of today.
Correct. 15%, sorry to clarify, for the export orders, right?
Yeah.
Delta,
it could have been 16-17%, but this is what it is at the today's freight cost, which is the peak.
So, sir, fair to assume that a delta earlier, which used to be at least 800 bips to 900 bips, has meaningfully come down and barely at about 200-300 bips over the domestic orders.
No. So, we had earlier talked about 16-17%, and the domestic was in the range of about 11%. So, today the delta is about 4%. A little higher, 5% at the current freight cost.
Okay.
The second point I want to stress, as compared to Q1 exports of 28 crores, the balance orders are at a decent margin. Partly we are benefited by this reduction in import duty to 25%.
See, now the tariff under 232 section have now been reduced from 50 to 25, but overall freight has increased, so margin will be hit to a much lesser extent, which we had earlier guided to 17% to 18%, what Keur had said, that it has impacted by 2 to 3%.
Okay. And so my last question, you mentioned about obviously the orders coming from the larger data center opportunities. Ballpark, what could be the target addressable market, assuming for a 5,000 crore or a 10,000 crore for a data center, what would be the target for us in terms of what would be the TAM for our products which we have to supply? very, very ballpark?
I would say for 1,000 crores of a investment in a data center, about 8 to 10% will go as probably as a steel construction, because there is also a lot of civil work and MEP construction also happening. But we only are will be related to the steel construction. So you can take about 8 to 10%.
Sure, sure, Chirag. Thank you so much, and all the best for subsequent quarters.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ask a question, you may press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Bhavya Dedia from Chris PMS. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Sir, my question was that this quarter we did 28 crores in exports. How much is the export volume and what is the export EBITDA and PAT margin in the export business?
Uh, 28 crores was basically 1,400 metric ton.
Okay.
Which we exported, which we dispatched in quarter one.
Okay. And what would be the EBITDA margin in this?
See, it will be difficult to exactly work out the EBITDA margin for this particular quarter for the simple reason that there is a lot of dispatches which are in pipeline. But as I have mentioned to the previous question's answer, overall at the current costing and pricing, we were talking of about 15% sustainable export margin.
Understood. And my second question is that in Phoenix, our sales realization per metric ton has declined to 1.25 lakhs per metric ton. What is the reason for the same?
In Phoenix.
Sir, you say you have calculated 1.25 lakh per ton on a basis of blended things, domestic plus export, right?
Right.
So, it has improved from 1.19 lakhs of Q Y on Y to 1.25 this year, right?
Right.
So, there is
a quarter on quarter, it's a dip from 1.38 lakh to 1.25 lakh, right?
Sir, export contribution is less than 10% only in this. The moment export percentage increases, this pattern will increase.
And additionally, see, many projects will have higher specifications and higher bought out materials that might have gone in the project. So it is difficult to have a comparison exactly on quarterly basis, because it will always depend on project to project. If we have a lot of buyouts like door, windows, additional insulation material.
For exports.
And locally also.
Yeah.
So overall, it will differ from quarter to quarter, as well as what Keyur also said about exports as well. So this number will is because of that and not due to any price deduction in the overall order.
So on a full year basis, it will be easily comparable, 100%.
Okay, understood. Yes. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Kanish Gupta from SS Family Office. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Very good afternoon. I wanted to know that you have indicated that the company's hit rate is currently in the 12 to 15% range, whereas some of the key competitors appear to be closer to 20%. So could you help us understand how you are thinking about closing this gap, and more importantly, what actions are being taken to structurally improve the hit rate over the next few years?
See, we as a policy, see, we also want to maintain a certain bottom line, right? So company's approach or strategy would definitely play a big role behind how much of an order conversion from inquiry that they would be wanting in the coming time, right? So our last 5 years record, if you see, the conversion rate, as we have all, as you very well know, has remained between 12% and 15%, which helps us securing the minimum margins or the bottom line project wise that we are aiming at, right?
Just to add to what Malav said, another aspect is also that, frankly, as on today, our Sanand plant is running near full capacity, 75% to 80%. There is no extra room available to take up more projects. Chair is region specific. We are now reaching probably 60% this year. It can go up to 70-75%. But I can't service from Chair the additional demand that I get here. So we are augmenting capacities of 20,000 tons in Sanand this year, which will be available in Q3, and we will start becoming a little more aggressive in order booking according to the capacity available, because you know, you don't want to take orders and then not be late in execution and have LDs and other stuff.
Correct.
Similarly, Chair next year will be adding capacities. In fact, in the previous calls we have announced, our team is currently exploring the location, site location for a third facility somewhere coming up in north. That project we want to become, as and when we finalize the location, we'll be making announcements. But we are a regional player in the sense that each plant has a distance limitation of 1,000 to 1,200 kilometers, which can be serviced economically and viably. This is how PB industry operates, and we will be doing the needful. At the same time, exports are definitely more profitable for us, even in the worst scenario, otherwise 17-18%. We believe the EBITDA levels to go back once the freight scenario normalizes. It's a bit early for us to say anything today because, you know, we are all working in that uncertainty, but it is still definitely more profitable. So we are very conscious about it and we are working very aggressively on that front.
Sir, what specifically needs to change to bring it closer to the 20% level seen among the peers, and well, the orders also align with your interest as well?
No, no, so that's exactly what I said, that to align with our interest as well as the business philosophy, right, we want to give equal importance or criticality to my top line as well as my bottom line. We would not want to chase orders which is not going to support the bottom line based on the company strategy and the long-term outlook, right? So I will not run after orders just to make my hit rate 20% by letting go of my margins. So I am not sure whether we will be bridging that gap or looking forward to bridging that gap. I would focus on my top line guidance that I've given, but at the same time supported by a fairly better bottom line than my peers.
And we also will be reaching to our optimum levels for Sanand. In fact, we have reached, but with the additional capacity also, we are, because it is a brownfield, reaching the optimum capacity will be much easier in Sanand, and that will happen in FY28. JR, we are already reaching to 60% this year. So, see, in our the deliverables have to be delivered within in the range of 5 to 7 months, right? And if my plant is fully loaded, I am unable also to take further inquiries which are needed as per customers' requirement of their deadline. So it is a fair balance on how much inquiry we generate and what is the hit rate that we want to achieve. And looking to our, as Malav said, looking to our margin plan, we will be doing in the same range.
And sir, within the existing customer base, what would our current hit rate be?
Repeat, we have 60 to 70% repeat customers. At least 60%. And there we are consistently getting repeat orders every year.
Yeah,
see, you have been mentioning about the peers. Please understand, mere paas capacity chahiye. We are creating capacities. If peers have larger capacities available and they want to fill up, it's a matter of their strategy. We do business as per our strategy. We don't only look at peers.
Sir, that's definitely a point you made. But in a highly competitive industry, it's also necessary for us to focus on getting orders, so that would help us grow in line with the peers.
Arey bhai, ek baat samjho, mere paas capacity chahiye na. I'm completely chock-a-block full. I don't have enough capacity till I clear and create it somewhere in September, October, jo brownfield chal raha hai. Mera 20,000 ton capacity badhega, I will definitely. So last year I did 72,000 tons in PEB. This year my target is 85,000 to 90,000. That is the maximum I can do with current capacity. I have no problem in getting orders. But if I get orders and I can't deliver, I don't want to pay LDs. Peer ke paas agar 2 lakh ton hai to wo lenge na, jyada order lenge.
And it is see, 20% is based on what you have generated as an inquiry. If I generate lesser, if I tell my sales and marketing generate less and reach 20%, they will reach 20%.
Correct.
So it is a question of the balance, right?
Numerator so, and
yeah,
denominator.
Yeah, numerator and denominator both.
So sir, this will generally go up as we increase our capacity.
Yes, 100%. But at the same time, I'm repeating myself that it will not come at the cost of my bottom line or our my margin target, right? Meaning both have to go hand in hand. Even after my capacity expansion, I will be very, very cautious when it comes to order intake. Just to increase my hit rate, I will not be taking any orders, right? It has to serve the long-term company's goal. That is our endeavor.
Definitely, sir. That's point noted. And
yes.
I would like to ask, what would be the company's current market share in the organized domestic PEB industry, and when does the company expect to achieve a double-digit market share through the capacity expansion that's ongoing?
See, we are already at about 10 to 12% market share. Right? Okay. It is already in double digit, right? So going forward, when I add my capacity, obviously that is going to add to my market share. So 20,000 we are adding this year, which will come into effect in the last two quarters of the current fiscal. Okay. I am adding the 10,000 tons for my structural steel, which will help me get into the data center and high rise, which will come into the Q1 of 2028. And my South India facility will be expanded by third quarter of 2028. So as and when these capacities come into play, we will ensure that our market share increases from 12% to 15% and thereon.
And with that, our capacity will reach to about 155,000 tons in Q3 of 2028 from current 104,000 tons.
And sir, our EBITDA margins being our topmost priority, what would be the full year guidance for FY27?
See, currently we are in the range of 11 to 11.5 operating margin EBITDA, operating EBITDA. Malav has clearly indicated that with increasing sales and exports, 25% top line guidance means we are talking of about 1600 crores plus top line in the current fiscal. We want to improve it. Our internal target is definitely to improve it. However, given the extremely volatile situation on the cost front, we have not given any specific guidance, but we will give a specific guidance in the next quarter. But be clear, the target is to improve over what we have achieved today.
Okay, sir. I'll follow up the same in the next quarter. Thank you very much and all the very best for the future.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aniket Madhvani from Step Trade Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah.
Yes.
So previously you mentioned the expansion at your TR plant for 20,000 metric tons capacity will be operational by Q1 or Q2 of FY23. And now you have mentioned you will be planning to get this facility by Q3 or something.
Mr. Madhavani, may we request you to use the microphone while asking a question? We are not able to hear you that well.
Hello. Am I clear now?
Like, I think your question is Q1 of next Q2. Year. I don't think we have ever talked about Q1.
No, no, it's always been Q3 of 28 that the Cheyyar expansion expanded capacity will come into play.
It will become available in
Q3 of 2028. This we are talking about the expansion in South India plant. So I will get an effective operating period of 2 quarters, which is Q3 and Q4 of next fiscal.
In South India.
And in this fiscal, the last 2 quarters from the Sanand expanded capacity.
Okay. So Q3 and Q4 will be expected by Q3 and Q4 this year from Sanand facility.
Yes.
And what is the current EBITDA level margins for domestic and export business?
We discuss generally the blended ones. I have already indicated that exports generally in a normal situation with 25% tariff, it will be 16% to 18%. However, in the current extremely high freight scenario, it is slightly less, in the range of 15% to 16%. Domestic is around 11%. That is how we are broadly generally working on.
And going forward for this financial year, you are expecting the same level of margins?
At this point in time, yes, but our endeavor is to improve it. Let us see.
With the increasing more quarter. Yeah, with the increasing volume, we are targeting to improve it. But worst case scenario, yes, it will remain at the current levels. If you consider today's numbers.
Yeah, considering the capacity getting increased in Q3, so the margins should improve, I guess.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you.
Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit the questions to 2 per participant. The next question is from the line of Aseem from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good evening. So just one thing. So we have done about 1400 metric tons of PEB exports in Q1. How much would that number be in the base quarter?
Aseem, what do you mean by base quarter?
Q1 FY20. I just want to know, is I'm assuming it will be negligible, but in Q1
FY20,
how much
would it
be?
Last year it was nothing. It was just 3 crores.
In Q1 of 26, it was about 3 crores.
In the remaining 3 quarters, we should have more than 8,500.
Yeah, around 8,000.
8,000 tons in the remaining 3 quarters of the current year.
So basically,
8,000 metric tons in the previous quarter. Previous year,
balance 9 months, more than 8,000 tons.
Okay, then in that case, then the domestic PV volume growth would be about 7% in Q1 of this quarter. That is approximately how much your domestic PV revenue has also grown. So net realization is flat, despite steel prices being higher this time around. Rather, why would net realization be flat this time? Is it mix? Can you explain why volume growth is 7%, realization will be flat in the domestic PEB segment?
Sir, domestic tonnage has increased by 6.6% approximately, and revenue has increased by 7.5% to 7.6%. So there is a 1% gap in that also. Revenue has increased. And on raw material front, we have saved, we could save 0.5% in raw material cost compared to Y-on-Y basis. This is the reason you are not showing spike in the revenue realization. but it has improved 6.6% in tonnage and 7.6% in value.
When you said you have saved raw material cost, have you built like older, lower cost raw material? That's why on a Y and Y basis, realization not gone up.
Sir, as we earlier said, say PEBs consist of say primary, secondary, sitting and all. So if you see only one quarter, then that gets not average out, because see, once you are sending primary more, your realization rate tend to be lower. If you are sending sitting more, your realization rate tends to be higher.
And Asim, secondly, this whatever orders that are being executed here, they were all booked in Q1, where the raw material prices were quite stable. The war scenario happened in the month of March, so current execution is happening for the orders booked in Q1 majorly.
Last year.
Q4. Calendar year Q1, Q4 of last year.
The point is, the spike will be seen in the subsequent quarter.
Yes.
Because we'll book fresh orders at higher price.
Yes.
Understood. Got it. Okay, that was all from my side. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vishnu Agarwal from PD Wealth. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes.
First of all, congratulations on a great set of numbers, sir. I know these are very tough time, and during the tough time, if you could provide great numbers, a big thank you to the entire team there. I have few questions, sir. One question is related to the operating cash flow. You know, we understand actually, you know, in FY26, we had to reclassify some of the IPO-related fixed deposit to, you know, out of the operating activity to get, you know, proper cash flow number, operating cash flow number. How it is looking right now in FY27 Q1, sir?
So, regarding operating cash flow, we are very comfortable currently and as earlier also. And we are in position to have cash purchases also, which is only possible when there is sufficient cash flow coming into.
So the operating cash flow is positive in Q1.
Positive and very good.
Positive and okay. All right, sir. So that was my first question. Second question is related to, sir, you know, I know you are hesitant to give the EBITDA margin because there is so much of uncertainty related to the war and you have no idea about the freight. But any kind of range actually you can give, if not exact number, I mean, like, you know, are we looking at anything between 11% to 13%? What kind of a range are you looking at, sir, for the entire year?
Vishnu, aisa hai, you know, as we say, our endeavor is to improve. Again, significant high exports are expected. Exports, in the worst scenario also, there is a margin spread of around 4% between the domestic margins and the export margins. Mm-hmm. We should definitely expect some improvement, but believe me, our endeavor will be to improve, but today we have made it very clear that we want to wait for one more quarter to see how things stabilize. We don't want to throw a number and then not achieve it.
Understood.
But definitely we expect improvement. It could be a decent range, but let us not jump to any number at this point in time.
And sir, abhi jo apna demand aa raha hai naya order ke liye, where it is coming from? I mean, like, which sector it is actually most of the demand in near to medium term coming from, sir?
Currently, we are serving the inquiries we have from automobiles sector. We have good robust inquiry for high-rise building as well. From logistics and warehousing, defense and aviation, we are also getting from data centers. As Malav earlier said, that we are working on a few data centers, and obviously renewable energy is also contributing to a great numbers in the inquiry that we currently have. In Proflex, we have robust inquiries from railways and agri warehousing, along with a lot of SME manufacturing units.
Okay. Sir, my last question is on a lighter note. हमने देखा सर जून में आपने कुछ प्रमोटर होल्डिंग बढ़ाई थी एक्ट 2175 310 लेवल सर अभी उस तरह के लेवल आर यू लुकिंग एट इंक्रीजिंग योर प्रमोटर होल्डिंग सर
वी विल सी आई कांट
स्पीक ऑन इट वाज ऑन अ लाइटर नोट सो थैंक यू सो मच सर थैंक यू
थैंक यू The next question is from the line of Nirav Bhanushali from Systematics Group. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, Maloji. This is Vijay Sarda here from Systematics. Sir, just two questions. One is basically, if I look at the company over last 4-5 years, we have seen the robust growth in turnover as well as bottom line margin. Has reached peak whatever 18.5, but then at that point of time you said that is not sustainable. We will be around mid into higher double digit. Where we are seeing last few quarters the margin is going down, as well as our growth has been affected. So growth has not been affected for us as well, but for the industry as a whole. So how you see the scenario unfolding? Because when we see the growth, again, you are quite positive on the growth trajectory at 25%. But I just wanted to understand what has gone wrong in last 4-5 quarter, precisely for us as well as for the industry. And I just wanted to understand if the steel price go down, okay, what kind of volume growth we are looking at? Because eventually the growth was function of both volume as well as the steel price moving up. Now we have seen steel price at low. So if steel price move up, is that augurs well for us? Because we do take fixed price contract. So I think we thought that the positivity of that should get flowed into your number this quarter, but it is not. In fact, your other expense has gone up quite substantially in last two quarters. So I would like to understand also the other expense mix. One thing I think you have spelled out, higher freight cost. But apart from that, what is going wrong? Because if we do understand correctly, on the falling raw material price scenario, since you have taken order on fixed cost basis, your margin should have increased rather than it has decreased. So if you can just spell out this thing. Thank you very much. Yeah.
So I think your question, I would break into three parts. One, apprehension whether anything is wrong from a demand side in the industry. I don't think so. We don't think so. Let's be honest, in both our divisions, Proflex as well as PEB, we are chock-a-block in terms of the capacity utilization, and we are having that luxury of being slightly selective in picking or choosing up orders for PEB because we don't want to take order and then falter on delivery. That is point number one. Point number two, the costs have gone completely haywire. See, we all in the industry, we work with a fixed price and fixed contract price scenario. So if you look at last year, in Q4, the raw material costs went up by 25-30%.
Now, 25, about 15 to 20%
in general, steel. Okay. Now, you could not pass through. So whatever were the old orders had to be executed at fixed prices, it impacted the margins. Similar trend in Q1, prices appeared to soften a little bit. Again, they have hardened. So what we are doing, jitne naye order PEB ke le rahe hai, we are trying to take at a higher price to factor the cost increase in the domestic scenario. Demand continues to remain extremely robust, kahi bhi koi problem nahi hai. Major player ko demand side ka issue. The issue is after war, because of inflation, general price rises have gone across all sectors. So you would have seen the margins coming down in domestic market by 1 to 2%. This is the scenario. Demand side mein koi issue nahi hai. I am very clear. Now on the export front,
I still maintain we are perhaps the only Indian company even currently doing systematic and significant exports in North American market. When we were out for the IPO and post-IPO scenario, bahut bada farak hai. My peak margins in international markets were as high as 24-25% EBITDA in the North American market. At that time, the freight was $1,400. There was no duty per container. Today, with a 10 to 12,000 for a 40-foot container or even $13,000, it passed through is not happening fully. Plus, there is a 50% duty which was imposed, which was for major part of last year. Now it has come down to 25%. So all earlier contracts that I have taken were at again fixed price, so we had to renegotiate. Kitna duty aap pass kar sakte ho, kitna nahi kar sakte ho. Is sab ke baad aaj bhi 15-16% EBITDA pe hum hai. We have a still $500 between our pricing in US and the domestic pricing. So it is still much higher than what you are seeing today. I don't think war will continue to forever. We don't think the freight can sustain at these prices forever. Having said that, in today's scenario, we are still very strong on domestic as well as export business. But from a demand standpoint, I don't think there is any difficulty. Even we remain very bullish in India as well as overseas. Times are tough. Let us see. We should go back to a reasonable level, hopefully very soon in the next quarter.
Sir, just one thing. So if the price rise of steel from here, so basically if you can just touch base on how your order book cycle works. So average gestation of your order is around 4 to 6 months, right? From the 6 to 7 months. So when you take an order, how you go about booking the or hedging the raw material? And secondly, just wanted to understand, if raw material price grow, do you have any unhedged whereby you can get benefited, like the price go down, you get to, is there any scenario where we can sense some positivity coming in the price move up?
Correct. So, as a philosophy of the company and the SOP, what we do is we book anywhere between 80 to 85% of our raw material at the time of booking of the order, which is a standard material, right? About 15 to 20% will differ from building to building, depend on the design. But we get a heads up from our large mills on the price movement that is going to happen in 2 months, that is going to come from the large primary mills in India, will give us a heads up on how the price movement they are expecting to have, which we built in at the time of my order booking. So about 15 to 20% would be open on both sides for variation. Otherwise, almost 80% is fixed, and thereby keeping my margins intact on whatever that we had anticipated at the time of order booking, rather than keeping it open for variations. It may go up, it may go down, but then it would be too much of uncertainties.
So just one more thing on this basically margin trajectory. So do we sense this margin trajectory above double digit will be maintained? Basically what we have seen is continuous drop.
100%. Sir, we are talking of improving from 11, 11.5. There's no question. Blended margin I'm talking, okay?
And sir, just last thing on the order book. So we have seen order book strong pipeline that is there for 4,000 and all crore that you talked about. So how much is the basically winning rate usually we do have for the orders that we look for?
See, it ranges between 10 to 12, it can go up to 12 to 15% also, depending on the kind of order. But see, we work for, our customer base is large corporates. The inquiry levels are also on a much larger size. So it takes much higher time for engineering, for the customers to give us the feedback on the our drawings that we have submitted, our designs that we have submitted. So So the inquiries are there, but many times it rubber bands to the next quarter for finalization. So otherwise there is robust inflow of inquiries across all the sectors in all the zones that we are operating in.
Great, sir. Thank you very much and all the very best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Aniket Madhwani from Step Trade Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. So if you could just give me the numbers in terms of percentage of value for the increment in the price of freight charges and as well as the steel prices since this March.
You from March you said?
Yeah, since March.
Freight would have gone up.
Domestic or?
No, international.
International from about 1500.
No,
3500.
Almost 3x. Put together. 2x. 2 to 2.5 times.
Okay.
For export.
Okay. And for the steel?
For steel, probably about 10 to 12%.
10 to 12%.
Yeah.
We are talking of position March versus today.
Yeah. In Q1.
Yeah, yeah. Since March. And for the domestic freight charges?
Domestic freight charges would have increased by 2 to 3%, 5% maximum. Because of the increase in diesel prices and 5% maybe.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vikas Rohira from PD Wealth. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Hello. Yes.
Sir, first of all, congratulations on the great set of numbers.
Thank you.
Sir, मैं जो call में सब देख रहा हूँ कि everyone is concerned about the margins. So, मेरा सर ये normal एक question है कि अभी सर अपना export order is around 200 CR, right? More than 200, 200 CR.
280 crores.
Which ये अपन को इसी साल में करना है, right? FY27 में.
Yes. Bulk of it, meaning majority of it is going to be closed in this fiscal.
Okay. सर अभी आपने बताया कि स्काई रॉकेट फ्रेट हैं उसके बाद भी आप 15% डिलीवर कर दोगे मार्जिन तो ओवरऑल हम देखा जाएगा तो FY27 में तो मार्जिन हमारा इम्प्रूव होगा ही होगा और अगर सिचुएशन अगर नॉर्मल होती है बहुत
सी वी कैन नॉट पुट आवर फिंगर ऑन एग्जैक्टली व्हाट इट विल इंक्रीज टू बट विद द ऑर्डर्स दैट वी हैव फॉर एक्सपोर्ट्स एज वेल एज द वॉल्यूम ग्रोथ दैट वी आर projecting in the last two quarters of this fiscal coming from our added capacity, of course, we are certain that it will be better than where we stand today. But because of the uncertainty in the cost, we are not in a position or what we would refrain to give a particular range or a number for the long term, meaning overall guidance for the current fiscal.
At least for one more quarter.
At least for one more quarter. In the third quarter, we'll have more clarity.
आप देखो क्या हो रहा है? Every day there is a new announcement. Every day something changes. Every day Hormuz खुला है कि बंद है? It's a speculation. Every day the U.S. government, Iran, they keep on changing their stance. So the problem is costs are not under our control fully. Otherwise, of course, there are every strong possibilities. That margin has to improve, but let us see. हमको थोड़ा stability आने दो, फिर 100% हम आपको बताएंगे.
Okay, so I know it's a tough time, sir. Again, I'll say all the best for the future, sir.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Nirav Manushali from Systematics Group. Please go ahead. Mr. Banushali, your line has been unmuted. Please go ahead with the question.
Hello, am I audible?
Yeah.
Thanks for the opportunity. So my question was regarding the order book. What kind of exit order book we are looking for this quarter as well as for the FY27?
No, so in the past we have said our run rate of about 100 crores of PB per month. We are fairly confident of maintaining. New order intake. But as I said, we are working on few very large inquiries, and it might rubber band because the customer, the engineering takes a lot of time to get it finalized. So based on that, it will always depend on how. But the order inquiry is there, and month on month we are generating new inquiries. So there is no issue on the inquiries that are there in the market.
Okay. And as we said, order ka problem hamara nahi hai. There is no problem of fresh order intake. We don't see any compression anywhere.
As my additional capacity is added, obviously we'll improve upon our order intake.
Okay. So with this addition in this Sanand plant of 20,000 ton additional capacity, how so we are fair bit of confident that we'll be able to ramp up the utilization in the
H2. Yes.
Okay. Thanks a lot, sir, and best of luck for the future quarters. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Yes, on behalf of the management of M&B Engineering Limited, we thank you all for joining us on our post-earnings call today. We hope we have been able to address majority of your questions. You may reach out to me or our investor relations partner, Ernst & Young, for any further queries that you may have, and would connect with you offline. Moderator, you can close the call now. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
On behalf of M&B Engineering Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.